stronger, sticking together. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That message from President Biden yesterday for NATO allies in their emergency summit meeting in Brussels.
The very thing that Putin has tried to do from the beginning, and I've been saying this since my days as Vice President of the United States, is to break up NATO. Break up NATO. He'd rather face 30 independent countries than 30 united countries.
The president also announced a new Russian sanctions. He'll leave Brussels in a few hours from now, headed for Poland. Ukraine's President Zelensky addressing the NATO meeting remotely yesterday, pleading for more military hardware, even as Ukrainian forces make more gains against their invaders.
It was victory at sea for Ukraine, with its forces claiming it destroyed a large Russian landing ship that had been used to bring in armored vehicles. It happened near the port city of Berdansk, and huge gains for Ukrainian forces outside the capital of Kyiv. Counteroffensive there, pushing Russian forces even further from the city.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv, but elsewhere, Russian bombardments continue, including in the cities of Kharkiv and Mariupol. Ukraine has accused Russia of forcibly relocating hundreds of thousands of civilians to Russian territory to use as hostages to pressure Kyiv to give up. The Kremlin says those people have been evacuated of their own free will. Nebraska Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, convicted of lying to the FBI about a campaign contribution from a foreign billionaire. Representative Fortenberry says he was set up by the feds and prosecutors twisted his words. The National Weather Service says the winds in Tuesday night's tornado in New Orleans reached 160 miles an hour and carved an 11-mile path of destruction through three parishes, also killed a man. Wall Street higher Thursday, the Dow closing up 349 points, NASDAQ gaining 269. Dow futures are up slightly. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Americans are growing more pessimistic about the economy.
The latest Fox News poll finds just 26% think the economy is in excellent or good shape. And while that hasn't changed much in 6 months, back in September, 42% thought the Biden administration was making the economy better. Now, just 22% do. A majority said rising gas prices have become a major problem. When it comes to what to do about that, three-quarters said we need to increase renewable sources, but nearly the same number said we need to increase domestic production of oil and gas. Only a third favor increasing imports from countries like Iran and Venezuela. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Averaged long-term mortgage rates jumped again this week as the 30-year loan rate climbed to its highest level since January of 2019. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year loan jumped to 4.42%. The hike comes after the Fed last week increased its key interest rate, which it had kept near zero since the pandemic recession struck 2 years ago, raising it by more than a quarter point. Searchers in China say they found the second black box in the rubble of an airliner that crashed into a mountainside earlier this week, hoping those data recorders will shed light on what caused the plane to fall from the sky. A unique scheme to smuggle illegal drugs into Ohio prisons has been uncovered.
An investigation into how sheets of paper soaked with drugs landed in prisons has led to a South African woman now accused of being the mastermind behind the scheme. Federal prosecutors say Tanya Baird bought synthetic drugs online from China, then mailed the paperwork and packages to inmates in Ohio and elsewhere in the country. Nearly 70 packages were sent into the U.S. late last year, with about half bound for Ohio prisons. Court documents show the packages each contained up to 80 sheets of drug-laced paper. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.